JMI Wealth this morning, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, the manufacturing, we're looking all right here.
Yeah, we are. You know, let's talk about something other than Donald Trump for a few minutes. Building up for the first quarter GDP announcement next Thursday, we're starting to get the final pieces of the jigsaw that are starting to fall into place now. So yesterday, Statistics New Zealand released data on manufacturing. This is the March 2018 quarter economic survey of manufacturing. Now, there have been some concerns over that growth figure, and so we're now, you know, we're waiting with bated breath on all of these last little inputs. And actually, manufacturing might have fared a little bit better than expected. The figures were helped by a seven-year high in the sales volumes for transport equipment and machinery manufacturing. And sometimes it's an interesting, Mike, because when you're looking at these economic figures, we all like to talk about sentiment. Sometimes you have to drill down into this very gritty detail, don't you? Transport equipment and machinery manufacturing. But if you look at the bigger picture here, the March quarter manufacturing sales rose 1.4%. That follows on from the December quarter with 1.5%. Now, these are measurements of manufacturing volume. The value was up a little bit less, 0.6%. But, Mike, you do sort of reflect on this. Despite all the sort of anecdotal chatter about the state of manufacturing in New Zealand, it continues to grow. I mean, 1.4% in quarter, 1.5% the quarter before that. So it's certainly not in decline. 9 of the 13 industries that reported on had sales rises. I mean, that transport equipment and machinery, that was up 6% in the quarter. Meat, dairy manufacturing rose 2.2% as well. So these numbers all feed into that quarter one growth figure. Consensus estimates now appear to be sitting around 0.4, 0.5% for the first quarter. Just a wee reminder, I know it's not a competition, but that Australia quarterly number that came out a week or two ago, 1%. Right. So we're tracking at about half the rate of growth.
It is actually a competition, to be fair, Andrew, at the end of the day, isn't it?
You reckon?
Yeah, I think it is. Now, the central banks, what are they going to do? So the US is going to move.
The US is likely to move. I do want to talk about central bankers. I mean, the world's beloved central bankers have taken a bit of a back seat recently, haven't they? Do you remember when they were all over front and center? All we were talking about was central bankers when quantitative easing was the hot topic. But actually, monetary policy's been relatively settled. If you look in places like Japan, look in places like Europe, and well, in the US at the moment, Trump sucks up all the oxygen, doesn't he? So the new central banker, Jerome Powell, he's been pretty quiet since he took over the rails. But perhaps this week we get a bit of a spotlight on the new chair if we've got over Singapore by Thursday, because that's when the Federal Reserve is going to meet our time. So 6 o'clock in the morning our time, Wednesday their time. Quite high level of expectation that we will see a 0.25% rise in the Fed funds rate. You know, the reasons why are pretty well covered. The inflation numbers, strong labor market, and the US economy getting a tailwind now from the tax cuts as well. I mean, you've got an unemployment rate under 4%. Now, a 0.2% move, Mike, that will take the US Fed funds rates into a range, they always quote a range there, of 1.75 to 2%. Now, our official cash rate, 1.75. So we get this very unusual situation of the US cash rate actually being higher than ours. Usual focus on the dot plots where the individual governors think the rates are going to be, the language of the announcement. Then you've got the ECB the following day, that's European Central Bank, focus on what's happening there with their bond buying program, or to use the technical term, the asset purchase program. And that's all about the withdrawal of monetary policy accommodation. Then Japanese Central Bank on Friday, no change expected there, but it'll be a pretty big week towards the end of the week. And actually the focus, I think, for markets seemingly on them. And we seem to have managed to get through this trading session without markets falling over themselves.
So
markets,
what a busy and interesting week it will be. Now, what are the numbers for this Tuesday morning?
Yeah, as I said, markets sort of are a little bit desensitized to Trump's tweets. The Dow Jones is up 61 points, 25,377. That's about a quarter of a percent. S&P 500, 2788. The Nasdaq, 7667, all slightly higher. The FTSE 100, 7737. Nikkei, 22804, up 109. Shanghai Composite, 3052, down small. Australia was shut yesterday for the record, the ASX 200, 6045. We gained 21 on the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 8959, up 0.24%. On the currency markets, against the US, 0.7023, against the Aussie, 0.9230. against the euro 0.5961, pound 0.5253, yen 77.31. Gold is trading at $1,299.33. And Brent crude, $76.64.
Enjoy your Tuesday. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.